Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fired up. Bringing one of our boys on the Rude Guest Hotline, our friend Doug Riley. Doug, what's going on, dude? How are you?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
We are good, dude. You know me and B pretty well. You obviously run this incredible golf tournament where you guys just raise an insane amount of money. Brian and I have been lucky enough to be a part of it. Contractors Against Cancer coming up this fall. Does it surprise you at all, Doug, knowing me and knowing Brian, that I did not know the date of the tournament till about 45 seconds ago?
Surprised? No, not at all.
Now with JP.
Well, dude, so you guys, you started this thing. Can you tell people about Monday After the Masters? Because
yes.
I'm not sure everybody knows exactly what that is, but it's become a pretty damn big deal.
Yeah, they've been going for, I think, about 40 years now. But I went about 20 years ago. Unbelievable event in Myrtle Beach, run and hosted by Hootie and the Blowfish. And they put together just an incredible couple of days between the concert that they have down there and the golf with the celebrities. Which is what spurred our thought to put one together in the DMV. We figured, you know, if they can do it in Myrtle Beach, we ought to be able to do one in the DMV.
Yep.
Yeah, man. And
I played in that tournament before.
Well, I mean, that one I want to get to.
When I was horrible.
Maybe we should go back. I'm still horrible, but you're at least good.
I don't know, B-Mitch. I played with you last year in our event. You can hit the ball.
Yeah.
I was horrible when I first played that Hootie and the Blowfish thing. I had a crocodile red golf bag.
They should have let you in just for that.
So, Doug, tell us about the tournament this year. I mean, the amount of money that got raised last year when we were doing that live auction, and that one dude just held up his hand and is like, oh, I'll give another $150K. I was like, damn, this is a serious room,
yeah,
man.
Real, for real, yeah.
I mean, you guys, the first year you went over $500,000, right?
Yeah, we set a goal, a lofty goal at 650. We got to 600. We're trying to get to 1 million this year.
Wow.
We got a great committee of volunteers working to try to get sponsors every day. You know, the key of this is we tried to create this one-of-a-kind event, just like Hootie and the Blowfish's event down there Monday After the Masters. But we also, at the same time, we're saving lives. You know, the Colorectal Cancer Alliance, this has become the leading cancer in the men under age 50 now. What used to be thought of as an old age, cancer, it's getting into young people now. So the work we're doing is to try to get people to get screened early and find out whether they have an issue or not, and then beat it. So
when are the ages? When are the ages? So obviously knowing you, Doug, and knowing the group, like it was something. It was easy for B and I to want to be a part of. I actually lost my uncle to colon cancer. When are the ages you should start to get checked for that stuff?
Well, if you have history, you need to be under 50. You need to start getting checked probably at 45. And I'm not an expert on this, but I've learned a lot since this is our cause. But here's a recent study I could tell you. I just read about it the other day. 2025 Colorectal Cancer Alliance states they revealed that the majority of Americans prioritize chores over life-saving screening and would rather do their taxes than get a colonoscopy.
Damn. Doing taxes sucks.
I sure in the hell. That's not me. Hey, I had one last year.
I haven't had one.
But it's easier than it used to be. I mean, it's a wives' tale that it's this crazy process. And, you know, you go in, they knock you out, basically, and then a couple hours later you wake up and you've had it done. But the other thing you can do is the Exact Sciences folks came up with this thing called Cologuard. You can poop and send it back to them in a box, and it at least gets you checked to see whether you need to go further on a more advanced testing.
See, that one right there is a lot easier than drinking that stuff, man. Oof.
Hell yeah.
I never thought pooping in a box would be for medical advancement, but here we are. all right. There's also Craig Melvin's event up in Connecticut is a huge thing too, right?
We went last year to support him, hoping that he'll reciprocate, although he's a pretty busy man these days. I actually golfed with him at the Monday after the Masters years ago. We had a great time. Great guy, he and his wife. Yeah. But yeah, he has an event because he lost his brother, I think, 5 years ago. And he started his event called Bottoms Up Invitational, which is a cool name.
Knowing Craig and Lindsay, I bet there's a lot of bottles that end up bottoms up.
Bottoms up. So
tell everybody about the event this year. It's in October. The golf is at Congressional, and I know there's the big party Sunday night.
Oh, you're welcoming JP and I back.
Of course we are. We appreciate all you guys do for us, and we'd love to have you back again this year. You guys did a great job last year, and we'll make you guys our ambassadors for the event.
All right.
I love that, man.
It's October 5th and 6th. It's at Congressional, like you mentioned. On Sunday, we start off with tailgating, followed by a live auction, and then a star-studded concert, and an after party. So Sunday night, Sunday afternoon into the evening, it is one great night, and the celebrities are all hanging out there. And then Monday morning, we do a gifting experience, which you get all kinds of items, hoodies, golf shirts, sunglasses, shoes, a bunch of stuff to say thank you to you for being there. And then we do the golf, and it'll be on the Congressional Blue Course, the course that they pro events are held at.
There we go.
So we're not cheating you. We're not putting you on the other course.
That gold will kick your ass too, but the blue is something, man.
Absolutely, but everyone wants to play the blue.
Sure.
And then there's an awards reception afterwards. And last year I thought it was really cool. I had no idea Paul Graham, our organizer, was going to do this, but the winning group each got a guitar that was signed by all the celebrities. So it was really cool.
That was really cool. That was sweet. Man. Yeah. We got to give those away. That was a lot of fun. I know that Sunday night you usually line up a pretty big like act. Do you know who is that? Is that a secret still, or is that out yet?
Paul is still working on nailing everything down.
Okay.
We gave him a wish list of some people that we wanted, and hopefully we'll get some guys that have been there before to come back this year. But we're working on who the headliner is. Last year was Edwin McCain.
Yeah.
But we had the guys from Sister Hazel there, Steven Azar, Javier Colon, the voice winner from season one. I just golfed again this past year with Thomas McClary. If you don't know who Thomas is, he's the originator of the Commodores.
Oh, wow.
75 years old. I'm telling you, I golfed with him down in Myrtle Beach. Doesn't look a day over 50. Great guy. Got up there on the stage and did Brick House and Easy. It was awesome.
Oh, boy.
That's awesome, man.
Oh, yeah.
Still getting it done. Well, Doug, we're fired up. Everybody should head to it's contractorsagainstcancer.org, right?
Yes, it is. No spaces. Contractorsagainstcancer.org.
Yeah.
We'd love to have some more sponsors join us. We're on our way to our goal, but we need a little push. And if anyone out there wants to help us out and become part of the event, we'd love to have you.
And help you out while helping other people.
Yeah, man.
Get people help.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And saving lives. We're saving lives here, people.
Definitely.
Maybe we should tee it before then just to make sure, you know, we got all our ducks in a row.
I like it. I like your thoughts.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
All right, guys. Great. Appreciate
you, brother.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you. It's our friend Doug Riley. Check out contractorsagainstcancer.org.
That was a good golf tournament.
Bro. It was a great cause. B and I did it last year. Going to lock in with those guys again. They do it very, very right. Now, when we return, Joe Vardon from The Athletic, we're going to preview NBA Finals starting tonight.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.